That was a good home victory for us. Obviously, a game that was important to our football team. Puts us at 7-6 and ready to go into this division stretch. So, very proud of our guys. The work and the improvement that you always look for in your football team. And we're improving through December. So I think that's a very important factor that I'm staying focused on. I think the obvious, the six takeaways is tremendous, and you go from -5 to +1 on your season. So we needed a game like that. That's the way we play. That's the way we train. And I can't say enough about starting with our defense, keeping the quarterback contained, keeping the pocket, then whenever it's extended plays, to take advantage of the opportunities and making plays on the ball. So I thought our defense was outstanding. Special teams did a good job, ball placement, coverage. And offensively, I thought we did a heck of a job, playing through a number of injuries, frankly. I mean, Aaron Rodgers was hurt there on the third play of the game, the touchdown throw. Randall was hurt there in the second quarter, and also Jared Cook. So, a lot of moving parts and still extremely productive, and obviously a decisive victory versus an excellent football team. So, a big chunk of confidence comes with this, but it's 1-7-6. We're on to Chicago. With that, I'll take your questions.
How is Aaron? Do you have any feel for it at this point?
He's going to be up here in a little bit. I haven't had a chance to talk to him about the injury. Okay.
Was it solely scoreboard related to get him out? I mean, if it's, say, a 7-point game or something, is you
it's a combination of both. I mean, I didn't want to take any chances with him, from a physical standpoint, but the game was out of hand.
Yeah, I think you had 8 interceptions all year. How do you explain 5 tonight?
Stay positive, Bill. All right.
Well, come on now.
What the hell? I mean, it's a hell of a game.
Sure.
I mean, hey, turnover. That's the way turnovers are. Sometimes they come in bunches. It's really two steps. And I've talked about this religiously up here. You first got to get in a position to make those plays. And particularly tonight, the ability to keep Russell Wilson in the pocket. Then when he did extend plays, just to plaster the coverage and make plays on the ball. So I thought our guys did a great job getting themselves in position to make plays, and we made the plays. So, we train it. We spent a lot of time on it. It's an emphasis, and we converted it tonight.
Mike, how did you keep Russell in the pocket and get as many hits and as many sacks as you did?
Well, it starts up front with us, and we didn't go crazy with the pressure. I thought it was our guys did a good job in the 4-man rush. They did a nice job running that first drive, and then they got the field goal, and he came out of there on a couple 4-man coverage calls. But we went to the 5-man, and I just thought our guys, the gap discipline was good, and frankly, at the end of it, when you play a dynamic quarterback like Russell Wilson, the discipline with your eyes is so important. And I thought our defense did an excellent job with that.
How important was your run defense tonight? I mean, you played dime most of the game.
Well, that's where it starts. I mean, the opportunity to stop the run in your sub packages is so important, because obviously you keep an extra playmaker on the field, with an extra defensive back.
It was like you went through a stretch there where you were giving up big touchdowns early in the game, and all of a sudden you have turned that around, and you did that tonight. What did that do for you to get that thing right out of the gate?
Well, I think, comparing those games that happened in tonight's game, I mean, obviously I think the lineup's a little different. You get some guys back. Tonight is about playing with confidence. We felt great about our plan coming in here. I mean, this team, I say it all the time. I don't know why anybody, feel like keep repeating it. It's just this group really works at it. I mean, it's been a challenge, particularly with the number of guys going in and out. We had guys going in and out of the game again tonight with injury, but we're getting better as a football team. So, and that's the thing I'm most excited about. And you got to win games in December. We all know how important these games are, but we improved. We took a big step as a team in area improvement, and we need to build off of that, because as we know, it's always tough, a rough game down there in Chicago. So. We need to build off this and get it. We're going to jump right into Chicago tomorrow.
Mike, do you think this was a statement game tonight? Obviously, given the opponent, biggest win of the year.
I mean, that doesn't do anybody any good. We needed to win the game. So we needed to win the game. We wanted to win in a big fashion. And that just shows you the confidence that we have as a football team. So regardless of this and that or what happened in the past, it's irrelevant. And I think the people playing in the game, competing in the game, realize that more than anybody. So we're playing at Lambeau Field. We needed to get the seventh win. I mean, we all understand what's in front of us. And we won in a decisive manner tonight. And that's the reality of it.
Mike, how good is Aaron Rodgers playing right now? He seems to be moving on.
Aaron's a great player. He's, I think he spoils us all. And, frankly, hurts his calf in the third game. We have to dump a bunch of things on the call sheet. And I thought he was very disciplined in his distribution of the football and, just kept us in favorable down distances, with the things we do at the line of scrimmage. So I thought he played excellent tonight.
What about your offensive line? There's a lot of plays where Aaron stood back there and had a lot of time against a pretty good front, putting pressure on it.
This is a big man's game. We knew the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball was going to set the tempo. So that was going to set the way this game was going to go. And then I thought we clearly won the game at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball.
What was the decision on TJ? Was it Saturday's practice?
Just the course of the work. I mean, of course, he had hurdles that he had to get over. First, obviously, with the medical staff, and when he came off the field Saturday, he was confident. So that's why you wait till Sunday to see how he was today when he got in here. So I thought he did a great job.
Two more, please.
Do you have any information on Jared Cook?
I do not. Sorry.
Mike, a lot of extracurricular stuff out there. You guys had the lead. What's the message to your guys? You know what's going on out there. You can expect your guys to retaliate a little bit. Are you concerned? That could go.
I think it's just an expression of humility. You get in situations like that, you got to, counter intuition's got to kick in. So we talked about it during the course of the week, and I thought our team did a heck of a job handling those situations.
What did you guys do against Jimmy Graham tonight? You only had maybe one catch.
Yeah, we played our defense. I mean, you saw the game. I don't think there's any great changes in how we play. I thought our matchups. The guys played very well and played them tight.